Legend has it that the first modern scientist, Galileo Galilei, used the Tower of Pisa to disprove Aristotle's laws of motion, that heavy objects fall faster than lighter ones. Now, in fact, this was not true. Galileo never dropped anything off the famous tower. I mean, why would he? It was leaning. Someone could get hurt. Joining us to discuss this legend and, of course, the laws of physics is Keith Devlin, our math guy. Keith, listen, if Galileo didn't drop anything off the Tower of Pisa, somebody did, didn't they?
That experiment, I think, has been performed several times throughout history. In Galileo's own time, a professor of Greek at the University of Pisa called Giorgio Corresio, he did apparently perform that experiment. Now, you have to realise he was a believer in the Aristotelian theory, which said that the heavier an object is, the faster it will reach the ground. And so when he performed the experiment, he claimed that the experiment demonstrated that. And in fact, the heavier one will land slightly quicker. But that's got nothing to do with different gravitational forces. It's to do with the air resistance. As we all know, in the most extreme case, if you drop a lead ball and a feather, the feather will take a lot longer to get down. It's not really to do with the weight. It's to do with the air resistance.
But because the denser the object...
Yeah, density makes a difference, and it's air resistance. And, of course, Galileo did know that. And he wasn't going to put on a public demonstration where the answer he wanted and believed was true wouldn't be demonstrated for some spurious reason.
Could you explain for us a little bit more, Keith, why Galileo believed Aristotle was wrong?
Galileo, as the first modern scientist, really turned around the whole approach to theorising about the world. He said, look, the way to go about understanding the world is to assign numbers to things, to quantize things, to measure things, and to look for relationships between numbers. All of the evidence he got suggested that, by golly, if you drop things down, things would have to fall at the same rate. What he found was relationships of accelerations. Now, there's a slight twist to that. There are these tantalizing remarks in Galileo's writings that when you measure balls or things dropping, at first, lighter objects will fall slightly faster. In the early 1980s, some scientists actually went out and they tried to test this. They filmed, using fast photography, they filmed different objects being dropped by people from towers. Mm-hmm. And indeed, the lighter object does fall faster at first. Now, does that mean that the laws of physics are wrong? No. What it means is that the poor guy at the top of the tower who was holding a heavy object in the left hand and a light object in the right hand waiting for the signal to let go, the muscles in the left hand, because they were holding a heavier object, tended to tense up. So when the signal came, it took a little bit longer to release the left hand one than the right hand one. So the lighter one did actually start to drop quicker, but that was because the human that was performing the experiment had a little bit of muscle fatigue and that delayed the release.
Oh, that pesky human
Galileo was actually right all along, both in the fact that in the absence of muscle fatigue, the two objects will fall at the same rate, leaving aside air resistance. But he was also right that if you measure it accurately, as it was performed with a human, the lighter one will actually go down a little bit faster at first because it's released first.
Didn't they try this on one of the Apollo moon landings?
There was always this intriguing point. Well, suppose you're ever in an environment where there's good gravity but absolutely no air resistance and you drop two objects. And indeed, in one of the early Apollo flights, I forget which astronaut it was, but I remember seeing it on TV, said, OK, here we are 400 years later. Let's see if Galileo was right in his beliefs. And I forget what exactly was dropped. It could have even been a golf ball and a feather, because without any air, a golf ball and a feather would hit the deck at the same time. And by golly, that's what we saw on live television from NASA.
Must have been Alan Shepard who then hit that golf ball.
If it was a golf ball, I'm sure it was Alan Shepard, because he then knocked the thing for the best drive in his life.
Well, Keith, thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure, Scott.
Keith Devlin is Executive Director of Stanford University's Center for the Study of Language and Information. But he's not out there this week. He joined us from member station WBUR in Boston.